This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And you can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for our program. I think we know what we're talking about today, and we'll start with what happened in the nation's capital yesterday. The headline in the New York Times, January 7, 2021, Trump incites mob. And the story, one of many, but the one that is above the fold, a mob of loyalists urged on by President Trump stormed the Capitol, halting for hours Congress's counting of the electoral votes to confirm President-elect Joseph Biden's victory, and prompting the police to evacuate lawmakers in a scene of violence and chaos that shook the core of American democracy. There was no parallel in modern American history with insurgents acting in the president's name, vandalizing Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office, smashing windows, looting art, briefly taking control of the Senate chamber, taking turns posing for photographs with their fists up on the rostrum where Vice President Mike Pence had just been presiding. Outside the building, they erected a gallows, punctured the tires of a police SUV, left a note on its windshield saying in all caps, "Pelosi is Satan." "This is what you've gotten, guys," Senator Mitt Romney, Republican of Utah, the party's 2012 presidential nominee, yelled as the Senate was thrust into a lockdown, addressing his Republican colleagues who were leading the charge to press Mr. Trump's false claims of a stolen election. "This is what the president caused today, this insurrection," Romney seethed. That from the New York Times. Despite all this, last night, the Senate and the House accepted the inevitable, that Joe Biden won a landslide election, and he will be the president in 13 days. What will happen between now and then? We'll see. Six U.S. senators voted to negate the election. All Republicans: Josh Hawley of Missouri, Ted Cruz of Texas, Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, and John Kennedy of Louisiana. On the House side, the votes are, there were several of them, but the New York Times reports that among Republicans who voted for at least one of the objections to the outcome of the 2020 election, which was not close, 139 Republicans, including Garrett Graves, Clay Higgins, Mike Johnson, and Steve Scalise. I don't think Ralph Abraham voted. But Graves, Higgins, Johnson, and Scalise all voted against what was not a close election, saying that there was voter fraud ample enough to throw out the results of an election won by Joe Biden by more than 7 million votes. With us to talk about it is Foster Campbell, next to the governor, the highest-ranking Democrat in the state, public service commissioner, 45 years now in public life as a senator and a PSC member, recently reelected to a six-year term, and yesterday celebrated a birthday on the day that will be remembered as one of the worst days in American history. Your thoughts, Commissioner Campbell?
Sad day in for America. Sad day certainly for Louisiana, for the people. All this was a political stunt. They knew better than that. I mean, 60 judges, federal judges, have turned down every kind of objection that they had. The Supreme Court, all these guys were trying to do is pitch to the people that voted for Trump in Louisiana. And I understand that Trump won Louisiana, but he lost America in a big way, 7 million votes. And all this stuff, you just keep building up, all this hate, all this rhetoric, all this how this race was stole from us, and now we got to do, that's all this ends up in turmoil, just like yesterday. It's can you imagine people breaking out glasses, so mad they broke out glasses in the Capitol to get in the offices, to pictures on the wall and everything else, and four people died. Unbelievable. This has never happened in our country. But that's what happens when you spew hate. You spew it. That's all you do. don't talk about anything good. You spew hate, and hate drives people way more than any kind of praise or good news. Hate is a monster, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. It finally just culminated with all the hate and the president telling, hey, go down the walk down the street. He should have been telling those people, hey, respect everything. Don't tear up anything. If you want to protest, we do that in America, but do it civilly. Mm-hmm. But just kept on and kept on, and how this thing is was stolen, and they're trying to steal the election. The 150 people have voted for that award. They knew that wasn't right. John Kennedy knows better than that. John Kennedy's worried about getting reelected. He's been everything but a Baptist preacher. John Kennedy's been on all sides, and he'll be on all sides again if it's popular. He thought that was good politics for Louisiana.
Go ahead. But what about Graves and Higgins and Scalise?
Same thing.
Johnson?
They run every 2 years. It's all politics for them. Kennedy's running next year. If you're a United States senator, you run every 6 years.
Right.
Those guys got to run next year. But, you know, here's the crazy thing about it. Kennedy and this little guy Johnson from Shreveport lives in Bossier City, where I live. Barksdale Field is it's the driving force of our economy. Fort Polk in Leesville, both of them are in his district. That's the crazy thing about it, for him especially. And then Scalise, I've got the Naval Air Base down there in Chalmette in South Louisiana. They put their finger in the president's eye yesterday for no reason. Just put their finger in their eye. And now they're going to go back, if they need something, going to be asking for money from Barksdale, Fort Polk, or Chenault. How crazy is that? You need the president, whether you like him or not. And, you know, I understand voting against people, but have a reason to vote against them, not make up a reason.
Patrick in Innisfail Estates, you're first up for Foster Campbell. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Foster Campbell, I guess my question is, do you think that the media coverage of this is a little one-sided? I mean, when the George Floyd protests happened earlier this year, they were not covered as violent. They even talked about police brutality or excessive force. Then we have this, and I saw mostly peaceful protesters. Even the woman that was shot,
peaceful,
all she was doing was climbing a window.
But we're talking about people who invaded the Capitol.
I agree, that's wrong, but they weren't
How
violent.
How can that be a peaceful protest?
Well, I heard that a lot of the U.S. Capitol police officers even just lifted the barricades and said, come on in. I mean, they got footage of it. And I don't know if those are real police officers or people dressed like police officers, but they have footage of that.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Foster Campbell, your remarks.
Well, listen, no way you can make this thing anything but what it was, terrible. That's the United States Capitol. That's the people's capital. Just like in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, our capital belongs to the people of Louisiana. We've never seen anything like that. Somebody got killed yesterday to break in the Capitol and damage offices. And they're doing the country's business to make them take all the senators out of there and all the congressmen out of there and put them in safe places. This is like Venezuela. I mean, it's unbelievable. People across the world see that. It looks terrible. They got footage of people breaking glasses, a guy sitting in the president of the Senate chair up there holding his fist up. I mean, where else you want to see this? Venezuela?
And another listener says Benghazi. Henry at the Country Club. Henry, you're on with Foster Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Commissioner Campbell. First of all, Commissioner, I proudly voted for you when you ran for U.S. Senate against John Kennedy, and I'm even more proud of it today. Mr. Jim, I hate to have to correct you, but the Congressman Graves that voted to overturn this was Congressman Sam Graves of Missouri, not
no,
Garrett
I'm,
Graves
I'm looking,
of Louisiana.
I'm looking at the roll call of the New York Times and alphabetically by state, and Garrett Graves. Now, there were several votes, but Graves is listed as one who voted to overturn.
Well, this Sam Graves, he's one of the 121 that voted for it, and Garrett Graves is not amongst
listed
that
among
bunch.
The fine,
it's from the Arizona newspaper.
On the final vote. But it says here are the eight senators. Now, there were eight, not six, who voted for some of the earlier votes in the case of trying to overturn the election. 139 representatives who voted to sustain one or both objections. And Graves is listed as one of the 139. But you're saying he was not in the final 121. Is that what you're saying, Henry?
Right. That's Sam Graves of Missouri.
Okay. Well, we'll have Mark Ballard. I know he is counting.
Yeah, yeah, check
is,
it out.
This
and
is
let's
a vote
see,
that happened in the middle of the night, too. So, but I appreciate that. And of the 121, it will be the final vote. It will be interesting to see how the Louisiana delegation.
Well, God bless Commissioner Campbell. We need him back.
Okay. And we're going to spend some more time with him. 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org is your email. And we'll continue our discussion about January 6, 2020. What in the world happened at the Capitol? This is Jim Eakster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757. Talk at talklouisiana.org. Foster Campbell is with us, the Public Service Commissioner since 2002, recently reelected, as in last November, same day that Donald Trump got the Louisiana electoral votes, all eight of them, with a margin of 400,000 over Joe Biden in Louisiana. But the national tally was well over 7 million votes for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. 877-217-5757. Please be brief in your remarks. We do have some people standing in line to talk with Commissioner Campbell, and let's go to Henry's neighbor at the country club, Sabash. Sabash, good morning. You're on with Commissioner Campbell.
Good morning, Mr. Engster, and good morning, Commissioner. If those people were committing insurrection, then so did the 147 or 148 representatives of the country. You cannot exclude them.
Well, what about those who voted after this, still voted to negate the election? Do they have a place in history that will not be so kind, Commissioner Campbell?
Well, they should be. They should be anybody. People knew this is all a political stunt. And you're listening to a guy that lost. People in Louisiana voted for Trump. I understand that. I ran at the same time he did. In my district, 24 parishes, Trump got 59% of the vote. I got 53% of the vote. But, I mean, he didn't get them all. People in Louisiana, we have to live with the law. And the man has incited that riot yesterday, pure and simple. It's right on his shoulders. You can't let that happen. And for the politicians in Louisiana, let me tell you, this is what I've got to say about our congressional delegation. All but Cedric Richmond, who voted against it. These guys are playing politics. Nobody ever said anything. This guy, man, they wouldn't holler Sue if the Hogs had both legs. They sit up there for 4 years and let him do everything and never objected. Never objected. Mm-hmm. Kennedy was a Trump guy. All the congressmen was all Trump. Even when he's wrong, they would never say anything. They know this election was baloney. Everybody knew it. They're all lawyers, most of them. Kennedy knows about it. Michael Johnson calls himself a constitutional lawyer, and he goes to Washington and organizes this big fight against the election.
And the New York Times, Lauren Hickman, one of our producers, has shown, has the photos of the 147 Republicans who voted to overturn the election results, and they're in the gallery. Garrett Graves, Clay Higgins, Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, John Kennedy from the New York Times website. So we'll get Mark Ballard. Hopefully we'll have the number on the final vote. But as you know, sometimes people, they'll vote one way and then boom, right at the end, they'll switch. And it looks like a few did that. And maybe that's for political reasons. But in the early going, there were 139 House members and eight senators who were voting to negate an election that was not stolen and was not close. Let's go to Tristan in Prairieville. You're on with Foster Campbell. Good morning, Tristan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I don't want to keep y'all long, but I just wanted to call in because I heard Foster Campbell was on, and I just want to tell a story. He came in at local union 198 back whenever he was running for the Senate in 2016. And I'll never forget, man, he won me over that day. He was talking to all us guys in there. and he's a really strong union guy, and honestly, my favorite Louisiana Democrat, brother. And,
all right, okay, well, there aren't that many Democrats who are at high levels in the state, and as we look to next year, you said Kennedy is vulnerable, Commissioner Campbell. Who would run against him from the Democrats?
I don't know, but he needs to go. He needs to be beat. Unbelievable. I remember John Kennedy when he was over there for Kerry and for Teddy Kennedy. I remember everything about John Kennedy. He's been everything, like I said, but a Baptist preacher. I remember when he wrote a letter after Buddy Romer, to Buddy Romer, asking him now, get this, to veto the anti-abortion law that we passed in the legislature. You remember Romer vetoed the law. We passed the law
his counsel was anti-abortions. Right.
Mm-hmm. This guy vetoed. He can do anything. He can be anything. But what he's doing now is dynamite, because he is trying to fool the people of Louisiana for them to be with him next year. That's all this is about. This was a political vote, as it is for the congressman, because they know they're up next year and they didn't want to be on the wrong side.
James in Metairie. James, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Hi, good James. Morning to you, Jim. Jim, it's always amusing to wake up the next morning after something as tragic as what happened yesterday and listen or watch to see what these Trump MAGA cult members will do to absolve their cult leader. Matt Gaetz last night on the floor of the House said that it wasn't Trump supporters who were doing all the violence yesterday. He cited a Washington Times article, highly disputed, that it was actually members of the violent terrorist group Antifa that infiltrated the Trump supporters yesterday. Therefore, Trump is completely absolved of any inciting a riot, Jim. This is a dangerous cult.
All right. Well, let's get, James, I appreciate your remarks. Let's get the president's take on this. He made a few statements yesterday. By the way, he was barred overnight from Twitter and Facebook, the president of the United States, for putting out falsehoods. But here's the president.
You pain. I know you hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
All right. We love you. You're very special. Well, the president was right about one thing, Commissioner Campbell. It was a landslide. It was a landslide for Joe Biden.
Yeah, unbelievable. Can you imagine what happened yesterday and the guy's still talking about this? You know, he can't get over it. I talked to you 8 weeks ago, and I said, you said, what do you think about the election? I said, it's O-V-E-R, over. It's over. Get over it. I've lost close to elections. One time I ran for Congress, I got beat by 0.4%. You people don't want to hear you whining. Quit making excuses. Let's get on about the country's business. Lord, we've got enough to do in our country, and let's see if we can't get along and stop calling people names and making up all kind of crazy stories.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on Talk Louisiana. Dan, you're on with Foster Campbell. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, I hate to be a name caller, but I'm wondering, Mr. Campbell, could it be that Hillary Clinton was spot on labeling the Trump supporters as deplorables?
All right, well, a basket of deplorables, or what was it Hillary said? But that's an exaggeration. And of course, the people yesterday don't speak for most of Trump's supporters. Most of them are not like this. But but the president is fanning the flames. He's playing with matches. And we've got 13 days to go, Commissioner, and he doesn't seem to be trying to quell this.
Yeah, it's a shame. he ought to be calling Biden like everybody else does and say, look, any way I can help you, let me know. Anything you need from my office, I want to do it. That's what George Bush did when he left a note for Bill Clinton and saying, hey, let me, if I can help you, wish you well, wish your family. What a gentleman was George Bush. And compare George Bush to this guy we got now. Well, George Bush telling Bill Clinton he wants to help him. Bill Clinton just got through beating him. And,
right.
This guy gets beat by 7 million votes, and he's whining. And he wants to blow up the Capitol or whatever he wanted to do yesterday, or tear it all up and do some crazy things, urge people to do violent things. That's terrible.
877-217-5757. We'll have Mark Ballard in just a bit from The Advocate, and we're going to spend a few more minutes with Foster Campbell, and some listeners want the commissioner to comment about the races in Georgia. Who would have thought that in a deep South state, a member of the Southeastern Conference, the state of Georgia, would elect a black man and a Jewish man to unseat two Republican U.S. senators? But it happened two nights ago, and we'll talk about what this means, if anything. Does it mean the South is changing, or is this an aberration? We'll discuss it with Commissioner Campbell when we return. 877-217-5757. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and a bit more time with Foster Campbell, and then we'll hear from Mark Ballard in just a bit. 877-217-5757. And as I mentioned, some listeners wanted to know, Commissioner Campbell, about what's going on in Georgia. Two U.S. Senate seats flipped the other night. Oh, they were very close. Raphael Warnock, the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, he won by about 68,000, and John Ossoff by about 32,000. But this is in Georgia. It defies logic that Democrats could win two seats on the same day in Georgia, but it happened. Your thoughts?
Well, I think Donald Trump is the reason that these guys were good candidates. They worked hard. They were well-financed. But I think Donald Trump has a lot to do with those people getting beat over in Georgia. And I think the Democrats there were likable people. The Reverend was very articulate, nice guy. And so was the other young fellow, was smart. And they took advantage of Trump's outlandish proposal and going over there and telling them, can you imagine Trump tells the Secretary of State, hey, find me 11,000 votes. That's the kind of stuff that got those people beat. People are sick of that. They knew better than that. You can't tell the Secretary of State, find me 11,000 votes. They'd put you in the penitentiary over here. If I did that, I'd have the FBI in my office the next morning if I called our Secretary of State and say, hey, by the way, find me 11,000 votes. Can't be dealing with elections like that. All that craziness that Trump was doing, that helped getting those guys beat over there, and they were in the right place at the right time, had a nice message, and they were nice folks. That's why they won.
Well,
and they should have won.
Even if he got 11,000 votes, he'd still be behind by more than 7 billion nationally, and he would be behind in the Electoral College. Georgia has 16 electoral votes. Trump got... Oh, and he got 232, so he'd be at 248.
Unbelievable.
He's got 270.
For the President of the United States to call the Secretary of State and say, hey, by the way, this is the President. Oh, yeah, Mr. President, what can I do for me? Hey, you got to find me 11,000 votes.
Janet on False River. Hi, Janet. You're on with Commissioner Campbell.
Hello, Jim. Commissioner Campbell, what do you think of the prospects of Governor Bel Edwards running against John Neely Kennedy?
What about?
I don't know. Somebody needs to run against him. I don't know. Somebody needs to run against him.
It would be a free shot for John Bel Edwards. He would still be governor even if he lost, and I'm sure there will be pressure on him to run. Whether he will accept the opportunity, I don't know. But that Georgia race, the two Senate races collectively in just 2 months. $500 million was invested in political advertising, Commissioner Campbell, which shows you the kind of money that's being thrown around. And Democrats are spending as much or more than Republicans. So I would imagine if John Bel got in, one thing he would not have a problem with is raising money.
I don't know. I know money's hard to raise, but there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people that want John Kennedy gone. I hear it every day, and I tell him to his face, I'm not talking to him, he's not there. Biggest thing that John Kennedy's problem is that he's phony. All that cornpone stuff he comes on Fox News with, and when, you know, I remember John Kennedy, the Hart, Schaffner, and Marx guy, walking down a gravel road with a $1,000 suit on. I mean, you know, one day he can be walking in a Hart Schaffner Mark suit on a gravel road, and the next day he can be, on Hee Haw. I don't know.
Okay. The Democratic Party is holding a press conference 2 o'clock on the Capitol steps. And a listener asks your thoughts about your party, the Democratic Party, and its lack of mojo in the state of Louisiana. But obviously, the party, as you would imagine, is trying to seize an opportunity here. Will you be there, Commissioner Campbell?
I'm out of the state. I'm not in Louisiana. I'm about.
But is this a good effort by the party? Is
absolutely. We have a nice a young woman. Katie Barnhart is the new chairman of the Democratic Party. She's a lawyer. Her husband's a lawyer. She's a very nice woman. She's doing her best to try to get our party organized.
All right. Deola, near Southern University. You'll be our final caller for Commissioner Campbell. Deola, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you very much. I am just calling to say that the Democrat in Louisiana should not let some explanation misinform them. What made the difference in Georgia is, one, the health care that every Georgian knew about, they have to worry about it. Two, the 2,000 check they will get when these two senators are elected. Three, the fact that the minimum wage is kept at the bottom level, non-living wage, by the far right.
All right. Well, Deola believes that race, those races in Georgia, were decided by issues, not by personalities. I think it was a combination, but there were some issues, obviously, that must have done well in the Peach State for Democrats to win two seats, Commissioner.
I'm sure that's true. I'm not familiar with them. I do know the Trump's outlandish behavior in the last days hurt him a lot over there, because the governor, the secretary of state, he was trying to get them to say things that wasn't true. They came out on television saying, look, we just can't, we're not going to lie for you, basically what they said. We're not lying for you. We counted the votes. That's the way it is. You're going to have to deal with it. So when you have a president trying to get the highly elected officials to not tell the truth, people see that on television. That's not good fertilizer. That drives people crazy, or it should. Knowing that you got a president trying to undermine the Secretary of State, who tells him, hey, the votes are right. The votes are right. Deal with it.
Commissioner Campbell, it's always good to talk with you, and Happy New Year. Happy birthday, and hopefully things will
settle. I'll never forget this birthday, but I hate it, but anyway.
Well, by the way, listener notes, and it's worthy of mentioning that there was a lockdown at the Capitol when you were a freshman in 1976. You remember
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I've been there Capitol. Before with Right to Work. I've seen the state police take over our Capitol. I am a little troubled by why they didn't have more people up there in Washington to stop that. There's no sense. Of all the people in Washington, the military, law enforcement people, why they didn't join hands around that Capitol and stop that from happening. That's somebody's big mistake, big mistake.
And Maggie Conneroe writes, you can't mention Georgia flipping without mentioning Stacey Abrams, who channeled resources, money, her energy, organizing groups to increase voter turnout. Republicans were out-organized in Georgia, and Trump's behavior and rhetoric only helped the cause. The South isn't red, writes Maggie. It's voters suppressed. Organizers here working hard to turn out voters. She's talking about the Power Coalition, Together Baton Rouge, and others who are trying to get out the vote in Louisiana. Can this be replicated in Louisiana? What happened in Georgia?
Well, yeah. We've done it before. Louisiana really went crazy for Trump, and he said a lot of things that people wanted to hear. But so did George Wallace say a lot of things that people wanted to hear. And he won. And I'm not making it exactly parallel, but we have a mindset here that we need to be more modernized in Louisiana and dealing with the facts, and not all the politicians trying to hem us up in one corner with a lot of things that are not true. We need politicians telling the truth. put the facts out there and let the people vote on the best qualified fellow or lady, which one, best person.
Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.